Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Are you living in a place that is over 2,500 meters above sea level? That is, over 8,200 feet? Are you planning on moving soon to a place that is located at a high altitude like that? Are you planning on visiting a high-altitude location in the near future for a brief trip or even a vacation? If your answer is yes to any of those questions, then there are some things you need to keep in mind. If you're already living in such a high-altitude situation, then you already know that there are some special physical challenges that come with the place. The main challenge is what is known as altitude sickness. This is the name for what happens to you when you cannot get enough oxygen from the air at a high altitude. For some, this can cause symptoms such as headache, loss of appetite, trouble sleeping, lightheadedness, perhaps a feeling of being breathless, even nausea, and you just might notice your heart is beating faster and harder. Altitude sickness happens most often when someone who has been living at sea level, or at least at a somewhat lower altitude, goes quickly from that lower altitude to a place that is more than 2,500 meters above sea level, or if you prefer, more than 8,200 feet. Some symptoms can even happen to you as you drive over a high mountain pass, and they can be very noticeable if you fly into a high-altitude airport. If you're a hiker, you will probably notice symptoms as you hike up a mountain trail to a high altitude. The view is beautiful, and the air is crisp and clear and clean. But there is less oxygen available to your body, and you will likely feel some of the effects of being at high altitude. You may also feel the effects if you go to a mountain resort for a time of vacation, or if you move to a work location that happens to be somewhere above 2,500 meters or 8,200 feet. This does not mean that you necessarily will actually be ill, but you may feel some of the effects. You may feel just a little dizzy or breathless or lightheaded from the reduced amount of oxygen in your body. For some, it might be a mild form of altitude sickness. There's no way of knowing who will be affected and who will not be affected. It can affect or not affect males or females equally. Your own personal fitness level is not a major factor usually unless you happen to be overweight. This effect of high altitude on your body can affect your stamina and your ability to perform what would be a normal physical activity. Air is described as being thinner at high altitudes. When you go too high too quickly, your body cannot get as much oxygen as it needs. To compensate, your body demands that you breathe faster. After a while, your body adjusts to the new living situation, and the symptoms will usually go away. Of course, that adjustment time is different for everyone. Some people have great difficulty adjusting to high-altitude living, and some should consult a medical specialist before moving to such a place for any reason. If you have any of the following problems, then you need to be cautious about living at high altitude. If you have heart problems of any kind, then high-altitude living probably would not be a good idea for you. As we've already said, there will be less oxygen in the air you breathe. Oxygen is important for your heart. And second, when you're living or visiting at a high-altitude location, things like walking or doing any kind of physical activity take more effort and exertion. If you have breathing problems like asthma, the air at high altitude could cause you some problems. The dry air may trigger wheezing. If you happen to be overweight, there is a slightly increased risk of altitude sickness. Keeping up with others in physical activity will also probably be more tiring. So, how do you prevent altitude sickness? Well, the easiest answer, of course, would be to stay at a lower altitude. But if it's necessary for you to travel to or move to a place which is located at a high altitude, acclimatize yourself before you make the move. What's that mean? How would you do this? Well, some suggestions include sleep at least one night at an intermediate altitude. Let's say you would stay at about 1,500 meters or perhaps 2,000. That would be between 5,000 and 6,500 feet. Do some uphill walking and climbing during the day to get your body used to the activity at increased altitude. Then come back down to sleep. In other words, walk high, sleep low. Be patient with yourself as you adjust. People adjust to high altitudes at different rates. Perhaps your final destination is much higher than 3,000 meters. Like, for example, La Paz, Bolivia, which sits at about 4,100 meters, or more than 13,000 feet. If that is in your plans, it would help if you could extend your acclimatization routine for a longer time and include stops at increasingly higher altitudes. In South America, some 35 million people live in areas that are above 2,500 meters. These include locations in Bolivia, which we've already mentioned, as well as Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. In Asia, you will find people living at high altitudes in areas of Afghanistan, Bhutan, Nepal, and Kyrgyzstan. In that list, we would have to mention northern India, as well as some parts of China, Tibet, and Mongolia. Also, places in Tajikistan would be included. In your situation, it might not be possible to spend much time acclimatizing yourself to different altitudes. If you must go directly to a higher altitude location, don't exert yourself. You may be accustomed to walking quickly, but don't do that. Walk more slowly. Drink plenty of water because your body will dry out more quickly at high altitude. Sweet drinks are good to help maintain energy. Most symptoms of high altitude sickness are fairly mild and will go away as your body adjusts to the new environment. If you're going to experience symptoms, they usually start 6 to 12 hours after arriving at a new altitude. For headaches, which are common, acetaminophen, which is also known in some countries as paracetamol, is suggested. Another choice would be ibuprofen, which of course is also sold under a number of different brand names. Take things easy until symptoms improve. Don't go any higher until your body is ready for the change, as the symptoms will only get worse. Plenty of rest is a good idea. Altitude sickness can disturb sleep patterns. And don't be embarrassed by choosing to take a good afternoon nap or siesta. It can be very helpful. Most symptoms will improve after 24 hours, and they will probably completely go away after 3 days. However, if the symptoms don't go away for you, then the simplest thing to do is to go back down to a lower altitude for a while. You may not like that choice, but it may be your best choice for your health. But let's say, because of your work, it is necessary for you to stay at a high-altitude location for an extended time. Is there anything you can do to minimize the effects of high altitude? We've already mentioned pacing yourself and drinking plenty of water. There is also a drug called Diamox. That is the brand name for acetazolamide. It usually helps to prevent or reduce the symptoms of altitude sickness. You could think of it like speeding up the adjustment process or reducing the time it takes for your body to adjust to the altitude or to acclimatize. But remember, as with all medications, there are possible side effects. These include dizziness and lightheadedness. Blurred vision is another possible side effect, as are dry mouth, drowsiness, tingling in your hands or feet, loss of appetite, upset stomach, increased urine production, and headache. Remember, these are possible side effects. They may not happen to you or may not be severe enough to bother you. If, however, the symptoms continue or become worse, then be sure to contact your doctor or medical professional. Actually, you should always give the medication a trial before you travel to the higher altitude. That way you can discover for yourself what the side effects will feel like for you. If you're taking other medications, be sure to tell your doctor about those medications before he or she prescribes Diamox for your high-altitude sickness. Remember, high-altitude sickness can become serious. Some people can become very sick. After 24 hours, if your high-altitude symptoms are getting worse, it's very important that you go back down to a lower altitude. You should do the same if your symptoms remain the same and don't improve, even if you're taking Diamox. Some clues that you are having serious problems with living at high altitude would include confusion, hallucinations, becoming clumsy, finding yourself short of breath, coughing up pink sputum. Other clues would possibly be swollen ankles or blue lips and fingers. Often the person who is sick might not notice some of these symptoms personally, so it is a good idea to watch out for each other. This is especially true for the first 1 or 2 days after ascending to the higher altitude location. After 3 or 4 days, your body will adjust, so you are much less likely to get sick like this, unless you are continuing to climb to a higher altitude. While you're staying at a high altitude location, be sure to drink plenty to keep up a normal urine output. Dehydration is a common problem at high altitudes. Keep up your energy by regularly snacking on something sweet. Protect yourself from sunburn. Because the air is thinner, your skin can burn more quickly, even though it feels cooler in the mountains. So cover up exposed skin, or make use of a high factor of sun cream. Wearing sunglasses is important to protect your eyes. Hypothermia is another potential risk at higher altitudes. The temperature is often lower, so it's important to wear layers of clothing. Enjoy yourself at your high altitude location, but be careful. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.